Greetings, greetings, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Pete Lorimer, former hit record producer, and now owner of LA's most creative boutique real estate firm, PLG Estates. On the podcast, you will always find business and real estate strategies, marketing techniques, and tips for the entrepreneur. So hit that subscribe button. The real estate industry, like many industries, has changed over the past decade, almost to the point of being unrecognizable. Along with that change has come readily available data, which allows us to drill down and find those people that are most likely to buy or sell. In today's podcast, I will be going over some of the best programs out there, along with some of my techniques to help us capture more business. So, without further ado, let's dig into this week's episode of The Creative Entrepreneur. Man versus the machine. Now, I know that's a terribly, terribly sexy title, but I want to kind of dig into it a little bit. And man versus machine is really kind of stems from this. There is a pervasive amount of data that keeps coming out. The guys at PLG have heard me say data, 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 data forever, but I want to kind of dig into it a little bit more. There is an enormous amount of data that is coming out now. I mean, pretty much now. We're at that crossroads. We're at the point in the world where data is going to be released, and here's the key phrase, to all of us. Now, I'm specifically talking about, this is really to more of a real estate audience than it is to anything else. I know I have other people tuning in that are entrepreneurs and stuff, but this is really geared towards what is happening in the real estate industry right now. I want to read to you a paragraph from an article that was on Inman. The article was this. There was this Inman. For all of you guys who are in real estate, you must know Inman. If you don't know Inman, it's inman.com. It keeps me abreast of everything in the real estate industry. They just had this big kind of disruptors summit in Palm Springs, which I wish I could have been part of, but I was actually away. I got invited to go, but I couldn't go. So I want to give you the paraphrase of really what was encapsulated, because there is a phrase out there which is called drinking from the fire hose of data. People have kind of said to me, Pete, you are such a tech junkie. You just love drinking from the fire hose of data. Now, that was when data wasn't as readily available as it is now, right? There were many agents, probably some agents that are watching right now, that have forged great careers by having access to data that other people didn't have. And I'm going to give you some examples of that right now. So you real estate folks, get your pens ready, because I'm going to be giving you some information regarding apps and tech that you probably want to still explore. Okay. The first one, I know so many great agents who have, it's called data mining. They dig data out of neighborhoods. For example, every home, if there are 100 homes on a block, how many of those homes have 40% equity? Because they're probably more likely to sell. How many of them have missed a payment? That's easy to find. How much is their house worth? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so there was a company called Property Radar. Property Radar, you should Google that if you don't know what it is, that was kind of the master of this data. It was surgically delivered to you. You have parameters regarding neighborhoods, and it will surgically deliver to you information as agents that is really frigging paramount. It's really, really precise data that if you wanted to structure a campaign over the information that you retrieve from this program, you would probably have a much more successful campaign. A company by the name of Remine is providing us with exceptionally amazing data. Now, meaning it will do this. The premise of Remine and the premise of Offers and the premise of many of these other companies that provide services to us is to say, hey, here are 1,000 people in 90210, or here are 1,000 people in 91604. We are now going to predict the ones that are most likely to sell. And now there are predictive analytics that tell us the ones that are most likely to buy. At first blush, I'm like, wow, this is mental. This is really, really powerful information. But there is a caveat to it. So for all of you agents who are combined Los Angeles and West Side, you need to look up Remine, R-E-M-I-N-E. Another one is Real Scout. PLG, we've been using Real Scout for a long time. I know several other companies use Real Scout now. What Real Scout allows us to do is when working with buyers, we can actually see what they're clicking, which houses that they're interested in. We can see patterns of what they click and when they click, all culminating in how I use it in providing a better service to my clients and our agents providing better service to our clients. It's not to spy on them or monitor them. It's so that information is a two-way street. So I'm getting to the point here. Now, all of this is really, really, really great stuff. And I've seen on the faces of some in agents, and I remember being in the real estate business when you could automate things. It started with newsletters, then it came to postcard campaigns, and you could automate, and then deals would come in. The landscape has changed because there is a tidal wave of information that permeates our industry. So much so that the biggest buyers right now, the biggest demographic of buyers, which is millennials, they prefer to have an agent to work with and they prefer loyalty because there is just so much information out there. They need someone to help them navigate it. This is a really important point, and it's the point that I'm actually going to be getting to you. In the desert, there was this whole kind of diatribe about technology this, big data that, technology this, big data that. And at the end of the day, the most forward-thinking people in our industry, people that I happen to really, really like and kind of align with, they all said more or less the same thing, that big data is only a tool that will help us procure business. It's never going to replace us. Man versus machine. Will data replace us as agents? The answer is a resounding yes. If you kick back and you are an MLS jockey and you don't provide any service and you don't go the extra mile and you don't make yourself not just someone, the phrase I use is you don't want to be an Uber driver for real estate, right? Your clients can find this information without you. We are no longer the gatekeepers of information. Therefore, our job has changed. Those of us that realize our job has changed will flourish because it is all about service, not just, you know, being super polite when showing people around, but when somebody's interested in an area, go the extra mile. Find out data that they can't find out on their own. Not because you're trying to just, you know, show them how big and bad you are, but because this is what a collaborative effort is all about. The word that I believe will become pervasive amongst successful agents is going to be collaborative. The shared economy, where people can share ideas and you have a communal effort to reach that goal. Gone are the days of just punting backwards and forwards like a ping pong ball. You send them stuff, they send you an email. You send them stuff, they send you an email. Because with AI, with bots, and with all of this other stuff, your response time will never be a computer. Your response time will never be a bot. Bots are going to be pervasive in the real estate industry within a year. So my feeling is this, and this is what I've done my entire life. When everybody's running in one direction, I run in the other, right? When everybody's running towards big data, big data, big data, big data, oh, big data, oh. Because what my mind says is, if I'm going to be told the next 100 homes that are going to be available in my neighborhood, so are 1,000 other agents. So what is the one commodity I have got that they don't have? It is relationships. Relationships. I used this phrase at the beginning of 2018, and I'm going to bust it out again now. Old school is the new school. Relationships are gold. Nurturing them, getting in front of them, hanging out with them, following up with them, not just when they want to buy a house, but just to see how they're doing. Remain in people's lives. You have to remain in people's lives to remain top of mind, but it must be done in an authentic, genuine way, not in an oily kind of salesman-y, hey, look at the market report for Studio City this month. No, people don't care about that. People care about people. And if all we are is a name tag with numbers, we're no different to Redfin. We're no different to Zillow. We're no different to all of these other multitude of apps that are going to be carving their way through our industry. What can never be replaced is you. I'm going to finish with this. Case in point is this. My wife and I, Cindy, we had a big Easter party at our house, and there were a large amount of past clients there. There were some mates too, but there were a large amount of past clients. Not because we're trying to be oily and trick people into using us. Number one, we really like the people that we've worked with, so we invite them to a big Easter egg hunt at our house every year. Number two, we cater the shit out of it. We go all out. We had loads of food, two turkeys, leg of ham, full dinner. We had the whole yard full of eggs. And what does this do? It brought all of the community of our clients back together again. And it didn't hurt as people spoke to each other. They were all saying how fabulous they thought Peter and Cindy was. Now, we weren't doing this to trick anyone. We were doing it to, first of all, because we love to do it. We were being authentic and genuine. We have children, so we like to show our children a great Easter. And then fourth, it doesn't hurt to have all of your past clients in one place, because there is no better way to remain top of mind. And everybody we left with a hug and a smile and a rekindling of a relationship that was based upon liking each other, authenticity, and just genuine liking of spending time. Now, for me, that's how I want to build a business. I don't want to run around with a freaking iPad this size going big data, big data, big data. What I want to do is nurture small groups of people I really care about. And then what that does is it grows branches and it grows branches. It grows branches. Everybody else, if they want to chase big data, God love them. Because you know what? It doesn't matter if 1,000 people have big data. It's going to be incredibly hard to break into my very close network, because I've spent a long time working on it, nurturing it, caring for it in an authentic, genuine way. So man versus machine. Machine will win if we don't go the extra mile. If we're just going to be MLS jockeys, we're dead. So lots of love, and I'll see you all again next week. Bye. That's about it for this week. I'll be back again next week. You know it. With another info-laden episode of The Creative Entrepreneur. And thank you for your comments. And please, please, please feel free to share this with someone who might get some value from it. So until next time, this is Pete Lorimer out. I'll see you later.